well with him. His arm fell to his side, hand fisting. Maybe I'll tell her the truth. Maybe I'll praise her. But he knew he wouldn't. Make that mistake once, fine. You were stupid. Make it twice, and you were proving Darwin's theory. He'd already made it once. Gideon's greatest enemy, the hunters, had captured him and told him that they'd killed Sabin, keeper of the demon of doubt. Now, Gideon loved that man like a brother. Boy could bitch slap like no one else. So he'd erupted, screaming how much he hated them, how he was going to kill them all, and it had been the God's honest truth, every word of it. Though it might take him years, centuries, to see the promise through, that didn't matter. He'd meant it and had been penalized for it, the anguish instantaneous. After that, curled on the floor and writhing, he'd been an easy target for torture. And torture him the hunters had, repeatedly. After beating him so severely his eyes had swollen shut and several teeth had flown the coop, after shoving sharp pins under his nails, electrocuting him and carving the mark of infinity, their mark, into his back, they'd removed his hands. He'd seriously thought he'd reached the end. Until a very much alive Sabin had found him, rescued him, and carried him home, after doing some of that aforementioned bitch-slapping. Thankfully, both of his hands had finally regenerated, something he'd been waiting for, very patiently. So he could seek revenge, yes. Or rather, that had been the case at first. But then his friends had jailed this woman, this Scarlet, and she had claimed they were husband and wife. His priorities had kinda switched at that point. He didn't remember her, much less wedding her, but he had seen flashes of her face all these thousands of years, mostly every time he collapsed atop a woman, sweaty but not truly replete, because he was too filled with longing for something or someone he hadn't been able to name. Therefore, he couldn't outright deny her claim, and he needed to deny her to prove her wrong. Otherwise, he would have to live with the knowledge that he'd abandoned a woman he'd promised to protect. He'd have to live with the knowledge that he'd slept with other women while his wife suffered. He'd have to live with the knowledge that someone had fucked with his memory. Yeah, he demanded an explanation from Scarlet, but she was stubborn to her core and had refused to tell him anything more, like how they'd met, when they'd met, if they'd been in love, happy, how they'd split. To be honest, he couldn't blame her for keeping the details a secret. How could he? She had been as much a prisoner to the Lords as he'd recently been to the Hunters, and he hadn't talked to his captors either. Even during that oh-so-pleasant hand extraction. So, he'd come up with a plan. For Scarlet to open up to him, he would have to take her somewhere else, just for a little while, just until he had answers. Then, this morning, he'd done it. While his supposed wife slept, oblivious to the world around her, he'd kidnapped her from his home and carted her fireman style to this hotel in central Budapest. Finally, he would have everything he wanted. All she had to do was wake up. Chapter 1. A few hours earlier.
Let's get this party started, Gideon thought with unparalleled determination as he stomped through the renovated hallways of his Budapest fortress.
The demon of lies hummed inside his head, heartily in agreement. Both of them liked Scarlet, their alleged wife, but for different reasons. Gideon liked the look of her and the saucy, forked-tongue comments she made. Lies liked. Gideon wasn't sure. He only knew that the beast purred in approval every time she opened her beautiful, I-can-do-things-you've-only-dreamed-about mouth. It was a reaction usually reserved for pathological liars. Except the demon couldn't actually tell if she fibbed or not. Which meant beneath all that affection for Scarlet, Lies was frustrated, sensitive to every word that left Gideon's mouth. And that made Gideon's life frustrating as hell. He couldn't even call his friends by their own names anymore. Was she or wasn't she a filthy freaking liar? And yeah, he was well aware of the irony. He, a man who couldn't utter a single truth, was complaining about someone who might be feeding him a big heaping bowl of shit. But were they or weren't they? Had they or hadn't they? He had to know before he